This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. The turmoil in Washington over a host of bills vital to the economy and even keeping the government open all come to a head this week. Today was the day House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had promised to vote on a much more affordable $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill that passed the Senate in July with bipartisan support and included $550 billion in real infrastructure that would highly benefit agriculture and detailed here last week. At this writing, it's still up in the air because Pelosi's progressive squad among Democratic ranks have vowed to vote against any such bill unless the massive $3.5 trillion bill passes first. Last week's Wall Street Journal scoffed and detailed while the real costs were actually $5.5 trillion due to embedded timelines and supposed expiration dates for a host of new social spending that everybody knows will never happen because once such programs take hold, they always become permanent entitlements, and the Journal scathingly labeled it the biggest fiscal scam in history. Meanwhile, bond yields surged last week during what Bloomberg News described as the worst outflow of funds from the stock market last Monday in more than 3 years on the Evergrande scare in China, only to come roaring back by the end of the week. Where did the money go? Bloomberg says $40 billion just went into cash, $10 billion into bonds, and $84 million into gold. Much of that poured right back into stocks by Friday's close, and now the high bond prices are at levels that in the past have encouraged further stock buying. There is no point in even attempting to project where the DC squabbling will go from here because it seems now to change almost by the hour. The highest priority is preventing a government shutdown, and at this writing, even that is far from certain. The primary news for grains this week will be positioning ahead of the quarterly grain stocks and annual small grain summary reports due for release at 11 a.m. on Thursday. Analysts surveyed by Reuters formed average trade guesses that include September 1st corn stocks at 1.155 billion bushels versus 1.919 billion bushels a year ago, and soybean stocks at 174 million bushels versus 525 million bushels last year. Regarding the small grain summary, the consensus estimate for all wheat production is for a 17 million bushel cut from last year and 16 million bushels of that in spring wheat. Speaking of wheat, Reuters reports that despite their bitter trade dispute, China has recognized global stocks so tight that it's been snapping up cargoes of Australian wheat. The biggest news Friday was the September 1st Hogs and Pigs report. It was clearly bullish. Coincidentally, the Wall Street Journal featured a major piece about the ups and downs of the hog sector in China, the world's biggest producer. Since that sector has major implications for Chinese interest in U.S. corn, soybeans, and soybean meal, as well as pork, it's worth sharing highlights of the Wall Street Journal feature here this morning. Pork prices in the world's biggest market have tumbled more than 56% since January, after 2 years in which many of China's hog farmers were struggling to control the spread of African swine fever. Chinese farmers spent much of last year rebuilding their herds before domestic pork supplies normalized and prices began sliding. China's hog population now stands at about 439 million, up from 370 million last year. In September, the wholesale price of pork was 20.24 yuan, the equivalent of $1.42 per pound, its lowest level this year. At one point, the country's pig population was down by more than 40% from a year earlier, resulting in pork shortages and forcing China to import more meat from abroad. A number of factors have depressed prices. Farmers who fattened their pigs as they waited for recovery in prices rushed to sell their heavy hogs when prices declined earlier this year. New outbreaks of African swine fever in parts of the country also caused some panic selling, as farmers feared the disease would affect their hogs. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us online at comstock.com. Call 712-227-1110.